are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Second segment of the show, a spirited conversation about the GPSs and the ways they've screwed us.
Yes, yes they have.
Oh, boy.
And how we've seen them screw others.
And how.
So let's get right into it with our scammers, shall we?
Yes.
Can we do a little scammer stuff? We got Belinda back, which she's Belinda's a fan favorite.
Oh yeah.
You know, she's like one of the, you know,
one of the family.
Look at the Yankees, like the core four. Mm. She's part of the core four of our show. Well, maybe I don't know. Is it her or Trucker Tom? I don't know. Scammer Belinda and Trucker Tom neck and neck. Who's Jorge Posada? Is it Tom or is it Scammer Belinda?
I would say like Tom is like Jeter.
Tom's not Jeter, stupid. What the hell am I?
Oh, I thought you meant like in
You and I are the core core three. Okay. We're looking for the core four. Okay. Is it Trucker Tom for being such a loyal fan and bringing funny stuff?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is it Belinda for providing hours?
No, Trucker Tom.
Really?
No, it's Tom.
I'll have to call Belinda and get her opinion.
Trucker Tom is the fourth member of the show.
And she'll say, hello? What?
All right.
Hello? What?
So what's Belinda? Who's what's Belinda?
Posada.
Is she like Bernie Williams?
she play guitar too?
I'm sure she told somebody she could. I'm sure she's gotten money to buy one if she hasn't.
She has really been strumming something.
Got a nice Les Paul.
What?
Got a nice Les Paul.
Sure, that's one of the names they used. Anyway, let's do some scamming the scammers. Trucker Tom is weighed in. He's not a member of the Core Four. He is Mark Teixeira. So to which I said, oh, disappointing after a couple of years. We look forward to the steady decline, Trucker Tom.
Oh, that's so rude.
You know, we're gonna look back, oh yeah, remember how good Tom was when he drove the truck? Yes. Now that he's home, nothing. The decline of production has been very steady.
You think that's going to take away his power? It's like cutting his Samson's hair?
I think it might take away some of his anger, which I think is part of his power.
Mm. Hmm. You think it'll be a kinder, gentler Trucker Tom?
I think it's going to be a different Trucker Tom.
I think so, too.
You know, listen, he's still going to be able to post the funny things on Tuesday, so kind of like Teixeira still has a good glove.
Right.
But is Trucker Tom still going to be able to hit that home run in the chat room? Because Teixeira's really struggling.
He's going to be used to the home life. He's like, did you listen to the show? No, I joined a bowling league.
It's Bowling Tom.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the same
ring. Got to compete with pins.
Yeah. I don't know how we'd come out in that comparison.
I do. All right. Tom says, how'd this go back on me?
are you new?
Yeah. Like I was minding my own business. I wound up in a barrel.
He called himself Teixeira, who's not a member of the Core Four, Tom. That's how you wound up there. You were going to be Jorge. No. You were going to be Georgie Juice One, but you ruined it.
Do you have a little hibachi there in the barrel, Tom?
I don't think he cooks with hibachi, does he?
I don't know.
I think he has one he puts on the back of the truck
by the fifth wheel. He's stuck at the parkway because he followed the GPS too far. And he's waiting to get pried out of the overpass.
No, he has the sense to at least avoid them.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can speak for lounge lizards or what are they? Amy parking lot Amy's?
Oh, I don't know what they call them.
Lounge lizards.
Lounge lizards. Whores across all the pilots across the United States are going to miss you, Trucker Tom. Fare thee well. They will pour off some Mad Dog 2020 in your absence.
Farewell and adieu to you, old truck stop ladies. Farewell and adieu. You'll be missing Trucker Tom.
Trucker Tom did not pay for sex. Yeah. He fed them and got it.
Because we sold a Peterbilt and we moved to Carolina. Those vaginas will never be the same again.
You have such potential, Joe Curry. And yet here you are.
I love how he rhymed vagina with Carolina.
He's very talented.
Isolate that. But there's two things I want to isolate. You're right, and you're very talented. That he usually wouldn't say at gunpoint.
ISIS has got like the blades in my throat. I won't. I don't care.
Cut my head off, fucking. I'll give me the knife.
Trucker Tom is very impressed.
Don't give me a dirty look.
I gave you a hurtful look.
He said, holy shit, Joe, Robert Shaw reference.
Yes.
I don't know who that is, but I'm going to do our show now.
Okay.
Okay. These are old-timey people.
Robert Shaw was a great Scottish actor who played Quentin Jaws. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I told you, keep it to fish. Joe's on board. Shitty salmons, big sharks. Joe's your man.
There was a shark involved. He knew about it.
Exactly. That's Joe's wheelhouse. Have you worn the Jaws shirt I gave you yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, good. Save it.
Yeah, I am for a compound party. Nice winter summer compound party.
A nice summer compound party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it in Andrew Gold's pictures.
Most likely you'll be seeing a big A. You'll probably be seeing the Memorial Day. The Memorial Day pictures.
We all look forward to the unveiling. We were hoping for a tombstone, but we'll take a Jaws shirt.
Got some more years of me.
Joe's complexion looking a lot more blue than the t-shirt with the shark on it. In the morning crew.
We digress. We do our show now.
All right.
August 17, 2013. Remember, I told Belinda. Belinda reached out to me after a month after I had reached out to her with the phone call. And, she wanted to talk. I said, oh, that's nice.
Interesting.
So this is her. It says, well, everybody's fine, and thanks for the compliment, but is that all you wanted to tell me? I thought there was something more. I guess I taught wrong. She's always taught instead of thought.
Yes.
Who was she, Tweety Bird?
Yes.
I told a sucker. I did. I did see a tucker. Ooh, you're a bad moogoo.
Flumper and fluckatash. We got to get Slumberman's dough.
Ooh, he came back.
Why put her and goofed stupid on it?
That was such a good Sylvester. I didn't understand that last one.
I know.
Try it without the dum-dum-dum-dum.
And get a paper towel.
Yeah.
Yo, you have one.
Ha, ha. Ha, ha.
I move on. I go, there are a lot of things I want to say to you. Are there things you want to say to me? She goes, there's nothing I want to say to you. I've said all I wanted to say. What things do you want to say to me? Well, this isn't a good
And
story.
That's from her, right?
Yes, this isn't you and I arguing about shit. This is from her to me.
So she says, what do you want to say to me?
Yeah, she's like, I got nothing to say to you. What do you want to say to me?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You got him.
I got him, babe. Yeah. I got Shim. So we're not feeling the love here.
No, you got him.
I got all business, eh?
Yeah.
We don't like all business.
No.
No. No.
It's not that happy, delighted little giggle. Oh, it's my Devin.
If only everybody felt that way when I walked into the room.
Yeah.
Instead of scamming women and psychopaths. I go, okay, what do you want me to say? You want to hear something? Ever since you left, the words do not come easy for me. It is like I'm in a darkness.
Tom feels for you. He says, what a, the C word I don't like.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Field. Thank you, Mark Teixeira. Yeah. Trucker Tom Teixeira.
Trucker Teixeira.
I bet Tom has a better year this year than Teixeira does.
I bet he will.
She goes, why is that? And why are you telling me all these things? I don't check your notes, stupid.
Do you remember what we had?
Pretty much. I go, I guess you brought out things in me that I never knew I had. I guess you influenced me more than I knew. I guess I loved you more than I realized. I understand you do not want me in your life, so writing this is just embarrassing and will prove ultimately fruitless. Now remember, fruitless was a word she had used on me when she said this relationship was fruitless.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice callback.
But I really have to go all in to try to get this back. Do you guys... Yeah. Joe?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, what do you want? And you're back again. Don't you get it? You know, and we're closed.
We don't serve your type
you
here.
Know, what? Look, I told you, I'm done. What do you want? And I'm just, you know, being the devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, clearly that's the tone.
Yeah, I know. So it's like you got to do some hustling.
I have a show to write, so I shall hustle.
Hustle away.
So she goes. So what do you want me to do for you now?
Oh, like you've done anything before.
Yeah, made about a bunch of clips really good.
Funny you should ask.
A year and a half of decent clips. Yeah, that's what you've done.
Yeah, that's what you've done.
Well, hopefully iHeart renews us because we're still in 2012 with this shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go, why do you say it like that? What did I ever ask you to do for me? You make it sound like when we were together, I was using you for something. What in the... That's what I say to her. Look, Joe's eyes bugged out.
Oopsie.
What in the world would that be? Hope she didn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
I know.
She goes, you misunderstood. I don't know what you want me to do from all the things you are telling me. I go, do you want me out of your life for good? It's right here. It's not going well. Let's just put it on the table. I mean, I know before you said yes.
You essentially were till you called.
Yeah.
There's a point to that. Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's like, it's not like she called you. You just came out of nowhere. Do you want me out of my life for good? Yeah, of course I did, stupid. I thought we were done here.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want?
I didn't call you. You called me. I thought we were all wrapped up here.
It's like, ah, oh, God. It's like a pain.
What a pain in the ass.
I'm like a rash. You thought I cleared
came
up.
Back. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah. What is that triple antibiotic ointment out of date or something?
Oh,
what?
God.
She goes, that question is irrelevant because you are out of my life for good. Where is your wife that you still want you to talk that still want to talk to me? Where is your wife that you still want to talk to me? I go, I'm out of your life for good. Why do you care about my past? And I go, if I'm out of your life for good, why do you care about my past? And for the record, I never stopped wanting to talk to you. It was you who left me. This is not going well, but I'm trying to use all that fake dab and charm.
No, it was the old man walking in going, what the hell is this on paper? Good fish or cut bait, lady, all right?
You know how much my hand hurt when I had to back smack the bitch because she liked you?
Lisa says, someone hasn't read the transcripts.
No, I think quite contraire.
Somebody has read the transcripts.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, God, I thought that this disease was eradicated.
Yeah. I'm measles.
Yeah, and they're back.
Yes, that's basically
what
it
says. Davin.
Yes, exactly.
Chicken pock.
Okay. She goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day, and you knew it had to end someday, and it did.
Can I stop right there? You could. What was that line?
She goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day.
That's the old man. Yep. That's the old man. Because couldn't afford. You're not making. She wasn't making any money when you had your talk. Could not afford. They couldn't afford it. I can't have you wasting time.
I'm a high-class Mugu.
Yeah.
You didn't buy me a phone. Nah.
You're wasting time. And she was wasting time and money talking to you.
Lisa's decided your shingles, by the way.
Funny.
I like how we're just passing around what disease I am.
Yes, we were enjoying
and
ourselves.
Yeah, nobody's picked AIDS. I kind of picked. I expected Tom to go with that one.
Yeah, really.
She goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day, and you know it. And it had to end someday, and it just did.
Oh!
Well, this is going to be a short segment.
Yes, it sounds like it. Is that the click of the phone?
I go, we talked of it not ending. I knew of your financial situation. I was working towards that. Is there a new man in your life?
Oh, good question.
She goes, there's no one in my life, but why do you ask? Door's open.
Oh.
Door's open. There's no one. Because you want to get rid of me. Yeah, there's a new man. It's called your husband. You know, you don't.
Yeah, but if it's the husband reading it.
Right, but
good day, sir, you know?
But you want to end it with me. It just did. Yes, there's a new man, and we're in love. And he's sending boatloads of money, and as a matter of fact, I have to go to Western Union right now.
Yeah.
So there was the opening.
Yeah.
I go, because you look so happy. Because I get that feeling that you're completely over what we had. I'd seen a picture of her. She looked good.
Mm.
She goes, I'm happy, and that's glory to be to God.
Mm.
I go, I'm glad to hear that. Where'd you get the cute dog? She had a picture of a dog.
A puppy.
By the way, in the picture, she's bending. She's in a little tight purple dress. Got a good wig on.
Right.
She's bending. Because they do. She's bending down to pet the dog. The dog looks fucking frightened like it's a stray.
Yeah, because it knows it's dinner. Have you heard of Catica?
It's a part of different part of the country. It's Dogmas.
He's sitting there going, this could be it.
Oh, my God. I'm Shishka Dog.
Oh,
Shishka Dog.
What is it, girl? An entree.
Yes, yes.
I don't mean a dog. That's what I call it, Shishka Dog.
Tom wants to know where her laptop from Malmart is.
Look at Tom going old school with the references.
Yeah.
So she goes, why all these questions? You won't answer mine, but you ask me some. That's not fair. I go, I am sorry. What was the question? Like I said, words and thoughts do not come to me like they once did. She goes, where is your wife and why do you want to start talking to me again? Fucking bitch.
Yeah, where's your wife?
She's blowing me as I type this, Yahoo.
She's blowing me like I'm a circus balloon.
She's in the backyard. Under the backyard.
What?
He killed her.
Oh. And that's Pippi Alex.
You gotta see me. I'm screwing her right now, and she's yelling and screaming. It's like fucking a fire truck. She's outrageous.
Like fucking fire. Can't elaborate. I'll stop. I've got a story about that. I'm all ears. So, Joe, where'd the fire truck put its hose? How many men were on you and the truck, Joe?
Oh, that's cute. Joe's trying to pinch hit for Belinda by helping you write porn. Aww.
Joe's a pal. Yeah. I go, I never stopped wanting to talk to you. Stop making it sound like I did. I go, wife, gone. So the wife is gone.
Good. Good good play.
I'll tell the missus you said so.
No, not that one. The fake wife.
She goes, where is she gone? And where is your daughter? I go,
good
it's
question.
A, what?
Good question.
Well, things had to take a turn immediately.
Right. Lisa agrees with me, and she says, under the back deck.
A lot of snow out there, but okay, it was August.
Dick El Dorado got bumped off. Nobody's safe.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Main
let
characters.
It go, stupid. Yeah.
Main characters can go in this story. The
we're like Game of Thrones, baby.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they don't give me sure. I'm a main character. To your
this
wife.
Motherfucker's the Red Wedding. Anybody could die. Yeah, yeah. Game of Thrones fans know exactly what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm not a Game of Thrones, but I hear enough of it where you could be a key character. Oh, well, you're dead.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
But we don't care.
It's a very good show.
Too bad.
Anyway, so I go, it's over. She has custody. Custody. I get visitation. I have shared with you. Now you share with me. That's what I said.
Oh, Crimson Cat said, tell her they died of breast cancer like they tell the victims. Ooh.
Well, Cat, with all due respect, this is from August 17th of 2013. Where the hell were you when I was typing to her? Miss Crimson Cat come lately?
Or they died in a car accident on the way to church, she says, is another good
look
one.
Cat, she's got all the morbid shit ready to go. I have horrible stories for the den pen.
On the way to church? I mean, how horrible
on the way to church is the detail that I'd like.
Well, now they're going to see, they were going to see God, now they're going to get there
now
a little soon.
Yeah, now they're going a little farther.
They got express.
Oh, we got in the express lane. God damn it. Oops, yep.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that thing before I hit the tree. I apologize. I go, I answered your question. I share with you. Where do you go? Where did you get the part, the pretty dresses? She had a couple different outfits. She goes, I won't tell you anything about me if you don't answer my questions.
A rumpf.
Yeah.
I go, I did. You knew we were getting divorced. She goes, so why don't you look for another woman to be with you where you are, where you are, and still want to talk, and you still want to talk to me? I'll tell you what, he's giving me a talking to. He's had some things that Belinda, quote unquote, Belinda has had some things on Belinda's chest.
Bottled up, yes.
Yeah, Belinda's taking this opportunity to get out. It's like, you know, you finally get divorced and you think you're not going to see each other anymore, but you bump into each other at a picnic and another thing.
And another thing.
Joe? Look forward to that. Yeah, I mean,
Joe just rolled his eyes knowingly, like, yes, I know.
It certainly does not seem good for you, pal.
No, it does not.
I am losing this fight.
Yeah.
Tom, which Rocky was that? I don't know. She goes, so why don't you look for another woman to be here where you are and you still want to talk to me? It's a freaking run-on sentence.
What?
I don't know. She's Canadian. Why didn't you look for another man by you? Sometimes you find things on the computer. Sometimes they're terrible things, like a computer virus. Sometimes they're wonderful things, like a person you have a connection with. She goes, I didn't look for a man because I'm not ready to be with anyone. I want to focus on myself.
What?
A liberated woman before she wanted somebody to support her. Enough of that shit. What's the matter, Joe? You look confused.
Focus on herself.
Yeah.
She wanted all the help in the world.
That was a couple months ago, Joe. Things have changed.
She's actually singing a little tune to herself. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
That's the old man.
I thought it was more like, I will survive.
No, that's the old man.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't think that this is the check.
No.
I go, that's good. Are you working on your fashion design?
That should be good.
She goes, do you still write porn?
Ah, well, do you?
And then she answers, yes. I go, I have the contract. I need to fulfill it, but they've been extremely patient with me as I try and deal with everything over the past few months. At some point, I will have to again. I'm very happy to hear that. How is that going? I'm happy to hear about her fashion.
Yeah.
She goes, it's okay. I go, are you in school for it or working with somebody to train you? I'm like, this is real.
Yeah.
She goes, working for myself with the little I know. I go, well, probably does not matter much to you. but I believe in you. Where are you? In Kasha Living. The kid, where are you in Kasha Living? She goes, we're living in our family house. Do you still do comedy? I think she's trying to assess how much I might have.
Yeah. What are your
And if Joe would answer, what is this still?
What are your possible assets?
What's your 401k looking like, Stip? And how'd you do in the settlement?
Oh, really?
Can you send over your financial papers? I'll have my guy look over it, and I'll let you know if we can continue this conversation.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, do you still do good? Have you picked anything up from Charter lately?
She asked me if I still do comedy. I go, that must be good. I know how much you love your family. And plus, they can help with Kasha. Yes, I still could do comedy. It is my career. It is how I can make people feel what I no longer feel. At this point, it is all I have. She goes, okay.
How empathetic.
There's no when you get an okay, that is like
kiss off.
But even in the height of our romance, I would get okays from her.
Yeah, well, yeah, because there really wasn't a romance. I hate to tell you,
there was something.
Nah,
you heard that phone call.
Yeah,
there was something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was. There was something.
Maybe she was getting
the latest phone call.
No, that one there was certainly nothing there.
Let's not kid ourselves.
No, at that point that was a problem.
There was something when you were talking to the girl. You're talking to the old man now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The man's not fond of my work.
Yeah.
He's not a fan. he goes, "What do you mean it's all you have?" I go, "I lost my close friend. See, Dick, I still care."
Oh yeah.
I lost you. I lost my daughter. For that hour I'm on stage is the one place I still feel whole.
Yuck.
What were we just talking about that?
I understand.
Hallmark for comedians.
She goes, okay.
Oh, God. She just doesn't care.
Can we stop? If you were truly a person.
What the hell, Joe? I think we're learning more about how Joe feels about me.
You mistook what I was going to say, but I would love to leave it there.
Creep.
I would like just to stop it and just.
I am trying to get my woman back, and no compassion from you.
There
sir.
Is compassion.
He's dead. He doesn't care.
He's dead in my eyes.
Even though I don't want to finish the phrase, I have no choice. Even though if you were a person that was in a deep depressed state and you were trying to get back, and you couldn't live with yourself, you wanted to get back to it. This is your life. This is what you want to get back to, and you lay it out like this. Okay, that's devastating.
It most certainly is.
Yeah.
What do you guys think my response was?
I don't know where you're going to go next, but it's like, okay, that's all you have to say to me?
Yeah, you got to dig in.
I go, really? I gave her a really.
I gave her a really. You know, she got a really. Yeah, it really is good right
now. No, because that really is shitty. Really? It's like she wasn't even listening.
No.
And it's got to be a short really. Really? Really?
Okay. It was. A capitalized R, good. One question
good,
mark.
Good. Really?
Really. She goes, what's really? It's a word I use quite frequently. She goes, what's really? I go, do you still speak with Rita? That was the roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it really is to you okaying everything. She goes, yeah, I do. Her mother has also passed away just a couple months when her dad died. Where are people that die left and right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're screwing. He's questioning. All right, just kill everybody. What do we know?
He
bumped off El Dorado. I can bump off a couple of people on my head.
It's the Red Wedding. Nobody's safe.
I can kill off characters, too, okay?
Yeah, right. That's what they have in common. You know, there's pressure. I kill somebody. Yeah. Bump somebody off.
It's a game of chess.
Yeah.
I go, that's terrible. I'm very sorry. Was she sick? Did you go to the funeral? She goes, it will be at the end of the month. She was a little sick. Well, she died. She was more than a little sick.
Yeah. She was really fucking
She had more than the sniffles.
And what, they got her on ice? Yeah, yeah, about at the end of the month.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes they keep them around, I guess. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. We keep people in state for months on end.
You know, I was wondering, like, what during, like, winter right now, where there's all the snow, what do they do with people when they die? They can't find a grave.
No, they can't dig a
grave. Well, Joe, it's Africa. They don't worry about snow.
No, but I was curious about that. What do they do? What do they do with them?
They have to store them someplace because I guess. They can't dig.
Yeah.
They can dig. They have machines.
But how do you know? But if there's snow on the ground, you have the frost on the ground. Plus, how do you find the gravesite with all the snow?
Well, maybe Gravedigger Tom has an answer. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Tom actually said about the segment. He goes, I was hoping for a gunshot and a postmortem segue.
What a bunch of creeps that are on this show and listen to the show.
Yeah. Lisa wants to know, Ebola? They're dropping like flies.
Could use Ebola on that.
This is pre-Ebola, all right? You
No, it's not.
Yes, it's 2013.
Yeah, Ebola still existed in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, who the fuck cares? It didn't go to Ghana, though. It wasn't in Ghana.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. There wasn't an outbreak.
All right, don't get mad. It wasn't there. All right, wasn't there?
Trying to be accurate in this case of bullshit.
I was waiting for you to slap down your lollipop in your hand while you're making a point like a
so
dope.
But I didn't.
You almost
he looked
did.
Like he was going to use that lollipop like a gavel.
Leave my lollipop alone. Yeah. I go, will you be going to the funeral making the dresses? I go, what was the sickness? She goes, I don't know yet. I go, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Rita. It has been a tough time for her. I recall you saying she's religious, so I'm sure she's had a lot of moments with God. She goes, yeah, I think so, too. I go, has Kasia started school yet? We are just small talking. I am just hanging on.
No, you're just small talking.
They're like, yes, no, yeah. Shut up. Why are you asking?
Yeah, there's a witness. She's answering like she's on a witness stand.
Yes.
Could be a real woman the way I'm getting the short answers. Mm. She goes, yes, she has. I go, does she like it? She goes, yes, she does. I give her a smiley emoticon. I go, is mommy still helping her with maths? Because that's how they say it, they're maths.
Do they have Common Core over in Ghana?
No, their education system's better.
Yeah, because yeah. Daddy can't help with math.
No, daddy can't. Well, maybe daddy can, but this daddy can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, I try my best. I go, well, as I recall, you were always pretty smart, so I'm sure your best is quite good. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. I go, so you never tell me. Where'd you get that cute dog?
Dad. You mean Snack?
We call him Snacky.
We call him Snacky. Here's Snacky.
He doesn't bite till
catch
we
the
do.
Catch the marinade. Catch the marinade. Good, Snacky.
They didn't call him that for long.
Yeah.
It was a short relationship.
Yeah.
She goes, Dad bought it for the house. I go, very cool. What is the dog's name? Does Kasia love it? Sassy. I think she does. Why not? I go, Sassy. Sounds like they named her after somebody I knowed. I know, and I give her a winky emoticon. A kid should have a pet. It gives them unconditional love, and is very important. She goes, yeah.
Oh, she's just humoring you, or yeah. It, or whatever the hell it is. It's just
well, I appreciate
you.
It, Joe. I have a show to do.
No, I'm just saying.
I go, what do you have planned for today? She goes, nothing much, just staying home. I go, that sounds relaxing. And a bit boring, LOL. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, boring or relaxing? She goes, both. You know, say what you want. I'm keeping this person here.
Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing is? Thank God that it's you're writing to each other, because if this was a phone call, you remember when you would call and it would be the same, and
death.
The awkward pause, and you're sitting there like trying to your last gasp, you know,
like,
effort, and it ain't going to happen.
That's
and
what
you
this
know
is.
It's, and you know it's not, and there's this awkward pause.
Awful.
And you're like, should I keep going or just say we'll have a good life?
Well, no,
yes,
and then,
yes,
and,
yes.
It ends with a, well, I guess I'll see you around.
Yes, yes.
That's how it ends.
Oh.
And meanwhile, the person's like, no, I'm going to avoid the shit out of you.
But they don't say that loud unless they really mean.
They're like, yeah, okay. Gonna go now.
Yeah.
My dad's calling. I think he got something caught in the zipper. Gotta go, bye!
I have this running joke with this girl that I work with. If I call her, she doesn't pick, like, it'll show that she's there, but she's not picking up the phone. So I call her and I go, what am I, your ex-boyfriend or something? She goes, what do you mean? I go, I'll call you, but, you know, it shows you're there, but you're not picking up the phone. So we have this whole running joke now that I'm Eric's boyfriend. And like, she goes, can you write this order? This is a factory order for Brashcraft. I'm like, yeah. And I go, okay. She goes, you're the greatest. And I go, no, I'm not. I go, when I showed up at the restaurant and you were there with that guy sitting in the dark, or as you called it, romantic candlelight. And you asked me to leave, and it took the cops and three bus boys to get me out.
Oh my God!
And then one time I wrote her, and
you're
I
like a flashback. Oh, with this.
Yes.
But then I go. I wrote her one time, and I go, "If you're not doing anything, maybe you want to go to the movies with me." And then I wrote her a script, and she's like, you know, her to Joe. You know, I've been dating this guy for 3 years. Can't you get the point? Oh, okay. Well, let me know about the movie. Get the point.
It's got Burt Reynolds in it. I know you've always liked him.
All right. It's just I. And I told her, I go, look, I go, oh, you're not creeping me out. I go, I just get a kick, right? It's so ridiculous.
Hope you're
so
not creeping me out, but this is my real life. So.
No, well, you know, it was my point, but no, but it's just fun to write that because it's so pathetic.
But where the hell were you? Oh, that's right, you were dead.
Yeah.
Tom is writing the end of this conversation. Gotta go, Sassy's almost done, and it's dinner time.
She's being marinated. Yes. As I speak right now.
We're marinated.
All right. I go, well, yay and boo, because she says it's both relaxing and boring. I go, well, yay and boo. Still, those can be good if you are usually busy. She goes, yeah.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
That's painful.
It certainly is. I go, are you happy living with your family? She goes, I'm not. I want to be on my own. All by myself.
The worst song to ever have a suicide prevention, that tune.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Nobody's playing that at an intervention.
But God almighty.
That's on the hold music.
Please put you on hold. All by myself. That is the saddest song. Eric Carmen,
it's
All by
horrible.
Myself.
It's a great song.
Is the I was a good but you would, I mean, you could have your balls in a stack of kittens and you'd want to blow your head off.
Yeah. Although
I can't
I'm
imagine
a
scenario where, I can't imagine any scenario where I'd have my balls on a stack of kittens.
Well,
how do you even stack up kittens?
Yeah, and if you
I don't usually. I mean, they're kind of wriggly, Joe. I mean, they're soft. Sure, I get that.
Or in a basket, your balls in a bag. You know, they're all soft and cuddly. You know,
do I just squat and dunk my nuts on the kittens? I mean, because they still got claws. I mean, they might take a swipe, but it just doesn't seem like a good strategy,
yeah,
Joe. It doesn't seem bright.
Those are cat toys.
Yeah, they look like little like catnip balls, Joe, and they're not catnip. Balls. Then I don't want kittens sticking their claws in my balls, Joe.
I got a cat scratch there.
And then what? Misses my ball, hits me in the taint? That's gonna smart. How do you go to the doctor about a scratched taint from a kitten? They're gonna ask questions, Joe. It's a terrible fucking analogy, Joe.
The ASPCA shows up at the door. They have an officer
have another with them. Have another dum-dum, stupid.
You know what? I would love to go, hey, fuck you, man. But no, maybe I was wrong right now. Yeah, because they like to grab and yeah.
And right. Joe acted it out like he's a kid. Whose balls are those?
Yeah, not a good idea.
But Jen is terrified by this idea.
Yeah, rightly so. Sorry, gang. I gotta find another simile.
First of all, Crimson Cat, and she knows of where she speaks, says kittens have very sharp claws.
And they love grabbing and pouring it. Yeah, all right.
Tom says, what did we learn? Joe knows the secret to teabagging kittens.
Excellent, Tom. Tom wins the thread.
Say.
I'll probably put that on the recap.
Joe
knows the secret to teabagging kittens. You're going to be very prominent, Joe, in tomorrow's write-up. Joe debates what's better, snot or turds. Really a banner show for you. I'm sure your pal's learning a lot about you this show, Joe. Enjoy explaining that on the ride home.
I don't think she's listening tonight.
I hope she catches the replay.
You're damn lucky. Yeah.
Where is she? I'll send it to her personally.
You don't have to.
I'll go on, you creep.
Oh, Lord.
I'm lightheaded. She goes, I'm not. I want to be on my own. I go, oh, I understand. I'm sorry. Do they help you with Kasia? Nope. They don't have to help me. I go, I thought maybe while you were sewing, they looked after her. Did you design the purple dress you're wearing in the picture? I sew in my room, so don't have to look after her for me. I didn't design it.
He just wants to go. You keep going.
But they're staying.
They're staying.
Why stay?
They just say shut the fuck up and I hang up.
But
they're staying.
But
you can block me now.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm just
not you. But I'm always saying
because I'm just being a devil's advocate. You just go. Well, no. Yeah, and you just keep going with the questions.
They just seem so irritated that you have the nerve to keep talking.
Just keep going with
you
the questions.
You gotta give me credit, though. I'm hanging on.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm riding that bullshit.
You are the neediest ex-boyfriend ever.
Now with that.
Keep riding.
With that being said, it goes back to originally what you said, but they're keeping me going.
Keep riding it.
So she goes, okay. She goes, I sew in my room so I don't have to look after her for me. I didn't design it. I go, it's a very pretty dress. Looks like you're going to a party. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. I still stand by what I said to you many months ago. She goes, and what was that? And what is that? I go, prettiest girl in Ghana. She goes, Thanks.
You want to know something? I've had a better conversation with a bank teller.
Or your lawyer. Yeah. At least nobody's called each other the C word, Joe. Yeah.
Which I never did.
I might.
And nobody ever CC'd her sister. You know what Joe called me? I can't believe she did the white wall.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm getting divorced. That's why I'm getting divorced. One of the reasons.
Okay. And the statue for the most loving conversation Joe has had recently goes to the bank teller.
Yeah. So she goes, thanks. I go, welcome. Was it a good party? She goes, what party? I go, the one you went to in your party dress. That it isn't a work dress. It isn't a church dress. She goes, just felt like wearing it to take a picture. I go, oh, well, the photographer's good. He's hired. She goes, he is not. A cousin of mine took it with his phone. Okay.
Okay.
I go, Ishmael? Remember the cousin Ishmael?
Yes.
She goes, no. I go,
more than one stupid.
We're in Africa. What else? We don't have much TV. We're going to fuck. I go, okay, have I heard of this cousin? He takes a nice picture. She goes, you haven't.
And you won't.
I go, oh, what is his name? She goes...
You notice she's getting more pissed?
Wait, the chat says... Tom says, Jesus Christ, my two-year-old nephew is more eloquent than this bitch. Crimson
it's cat, more eloquent, it's fed up.
The Crimson Cat says, my dead cat is more eloquent than her.
This is what the conversation would have been like when Joe wanted to come back and I didn't want to entertain it. Like if I didn't want Joe to come back, this would have...
Okay.
I would have been Belinda and Joe would have been me. So how are things going with the show?
Good. Okay.
How's Pip doing?
She's all right.
Okay. Yeah, is she doing the reads well?
No.
Have you had any problems with the Sam broadcasting?
It's okay.
It's the same situation.
Yeah.
I'm calling out of nowhere, wanting to get back in. You've like totally written me off. I'm done. And now you've got to sit there and entertain these asinine questions with somebody you don't want to be part of anymore.
Yeah.
She goes, she is Lucy. I go, oh, you said he took it with his phone. Thought it was a male.
Now you're talking like the jealous ex. Oh, God. Okay.
She goes, I meant she. Son of a bitch. This prick is annoying me, and he still does every fucking thing I say.
I know. It's like you're still Buster balls. You said, hey.
This is why we can't make it work. That and you don't send money.
There you go.
Those two things. I go, gotcha. Well, she does good work. She goes, yeah, she does. I go, does she take most of the pictures of you? She goes, no, she only took this ones. I go, I like your hair, even though it's not yours.
I like your weave.
Yeah. Every time I see you, you're doing something new and fun with it. I have to get going. She goes, I try my best. I go, well done, I says. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. That was nice chatting with you. She goes, same here. I go, have a nice day. She goes, you too. I go, thanks. And scene.
Oh, the love is gone.
Kids? Thoughts?
Boy, that's about as platonic as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Pip doesn't fuck me either, but, you know, I thought that was pretty platonic.
That's pretty platonic.
But, you know, maybe if I stuck my balls over her kittens, maybe she would, Joe. Maybe to save both my balls and the kittens. I don't know. She does love both balls and cats, so...
That'd be a good stunt on Jackass. That'd be a good stunt
on
Jackass.
Would it really? PETA would be up your ass.
So the kittens would be there. Little paws would be too.
Lisa said, bye.
No, there was no bye.
No, bye was like friendly times.
Yeah, those were good times. We haven't had a bye.
I know.
We miss bye.
Tom says, I like your hair. Thanks. I bought it at Malmart.
Fucking Tom with Malmart.
I know.
He loves
Malmart. Yeah, but that was genius, Malmart.
Now, after a conversation like that, you know, usually when a phone conversation, we go, well, take care of yourself. You get off the phone and go, all right, look, it's over. There's no
so
point.
Over.
This is pointless.
It was I just like, that's to, so embarrassing.
Yeah, I just made an asshole out of myself.
Yep.
And, you know, I got to, you know, I'm done. But He won't be.
No,
he won't be. You'll be back.
Why do you say that, Joe?
Because
how much can I take?
Because it's just fun to rattle their chains.
Yeah, just I mean, you got to understand. Yeah, they'll keep talking.
You got to understand. It's kind of a fun position to be. It's like when I'm writing this girl, like the relationship that we had, which we never had. It's fun to be in a situation that you've been in in real life, but you're just goofing with it.
Yes,
because this is real life. I mean, this is over. Why do you do it? But it's over. But he'll be back. Just asking more questions because he's emotionally detached. How funny is that?
Oh, I know. But the best part is that he's like begging for the scammer to take him back. Like he didn't. They didn't get any money out of you.
That's
you're
the twist.
Begging.
That's the twist.
But the thing is, they couldn't get money out of you. We're done with it. And plus,
please take my money.
Please scam me, please.
But they're not biting.
They won't.
But here's the thing. With all that being said, I was the one who ended it, the conversation.
You ended the conversation, but they just kept talking. Almost like they're like, what the fuck does he want now? Like they can't help themselves.
But sometimes you can go as far as you can go. Now, if this was a real situation, you'd be like, you know what, man?
Joe, I resent you saying like this isn't real.
We have to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you weren't so pleased when you killed yourself.
There will be pickles.
But oh, yeah, right.
Very good inside call.
It was a good restaurant. Too bad there was roach spray and they bulldozed the place. But nonetheless, there's always another place.
That.
So is what happened to your career with that entity.
Please. But, it's just because this should be the end. You should have got the hint and now really got the hint. But no, he'll be back. Hi. With more asinine questions that they have to sit there. And
they don't have to, but that's just it. They don't have to.
But that's the other.
But it's so funny.
They blocked me before.
They're so irritated on the other end. What party? What are you talking about? What is a girl?
But that's the other beauty part of this. Even though they're and like, what the hell? Yes. No.
Remember,
okay. But they keep going.
I should state this. All right. Remember, she blocked me with the fake profile.
Right.
I called.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking to the real profile that I could never get on.
Oh.
This is the real profile. But they're smart enough to block their friends list. But this is the real profile. The profile I can
that
never.
You could never. That you begged.
Yeah. So we're friends. We're now Facebook friends.
On that profile.
On that profile that I, for the longest time, I couldn't get on.
Oh, for the love of God.
Boy,
really?
Yeah. I should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. That's a huge.
You should have, because that's major.
All right. I suck at this show.
No, that's a huge.
No, but you're right. It's a huge.
We're right. Because, that's because it's major, dude. And you didn't,
yeah, that's what it was. I called them, and then they Facebook friend requested me with the real profile.
But why would they drop their guard like that?
Well, she put me on a restricted list, I think, so I can't see what I want to see.
But still, has been something in good times, or so-called good times, that you've been asking and they wouldn't do it. So now suddenly you're this major league pain in the ass. Now you're on the page.
I'm back, baby.
But
I'm back.
I think you're back because they dropped their guard.
Yeah.
I'm like any disease. I find a weakness.
Well, Chucker talks as you. Shut up and take my money!
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
So that's that.
That's incredible.
So you like it?
Yeah.
You're glad to have Belinda back?
Oh, yeah.
And the unintentional holdback that was really major that you're on the Facebook page you kept begging for.
But I'm on the real page with all the real...
Yeah. But I got to tell you something. The thing with me that it makes me feel uneasy just as a person is everybody has been in that relationship where the other person really doesn't like you anymore, really just wants to be friends or something like that. And you're trying to pursue it, and you still, even though you know it's him, you still feel uneasy.
Yes.
Because believe me, I know. I've been in those positions where the other person, friend. You know, it is what it is. But it's always always unpleasant and awkward. And even though we're going back and forth, it just gets this relationship. This relationship, we've been with for how long? About a year and a half, 2 years.
We started in July, I want to say, of 2012. This is now August 2013.
Right. Yeah. So, a year, and then you get, even though it's all cooked up, it's a relationship. You've been through good times. So now it's to see somebody in a different light where they're cold to you.
Yes.
It feels uneasy.
It does.
And we started the bit because it used to be in real time in 2012.
Yeah.
We used to do it in real time. And here we are, 2015.
Yeah.
still
and,
doing it.
And like, you know, and
Crimson Cat says awkward. Yeah.
It's awkward.
It's shocking that I would be in an awkward relationship with a female.
No, yeah. No, no,
no. No, but it just, but like I said.
No, 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 no.
Well, like I said, with me, I mean, I sit with the clips for hours. So you really get, you know, you really, you know, get into the stuff because I have to edit and do it. So like when you hear the tone now, it's like. Oh, it was so
you know what's funny about the clips? Like, because Joe's doing the clips, and I listened back in 2012. You listen to those clips talking. It was like you and me talking. Maybe Joe would throw in something.
Yeah.
Now Joe's right in there.
Oh,
Joe is all in now. So when you go back and listen to the ones from the past year, I'm going to say, you're going to have a lot more speaking parts.
Yeah. Because I'm fully invested in the story now.
All right.
Know?
So the question
He didn't like the first season of the show, but then he really got caught up because he sat home on a weekend with Netflix, and now he's all in. Now he's like, the next season's starting. Like the rest
well, because of you hear, because I know that because I sit with everything so long, and I get the backstory, and as you regress, it's like, wow. But I'll tell you something, man. From when we started till right now, not a damn thing has changed.
Yeah, I know.
It's like it's a soap opera.
It is.
Where I'll never forget, my mom was home one time from work. And she goes, I watched One Life to Live, and I used to watch the show when you were a little baby. You know, not a damn thing's changed on that show. And I was like 22 at that time, you know?
Yes. Some of the, you'll see actors, and you're like, holy shit, they're still on this show.
Yeah.
They'll do their whole career will be on one show.
And you look, you watch the show, and like my mom, she goes, not a damn thing has changed.
I don't know everything that's going on, but I kind of got stuck on this English soap opera called EastEnders, and I'll get on there and I'll be like, oh my god, they're having the same argument.
So the question to you guys is, it is now 9:25. We can actually get out of here somewhat on time, or we could go a little longer and do Anne Jackson. It is up to you. Yeah, taking time will just mean we get out of here.
I think that we should save Anne for next time.
You're going to miss Anne Jackson.
I know. I'll catch up.
What do you want to do, Joe?
All right, I'm a little tired.
Yeah, you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Get out of here on time. Sorry, guys, I lied. I lied to everybody about
the
stuff.
About the lunatics? Sorry.
Well, no. We can't.
We went
did,
long.
Yeah, well, we did the
lunatics.
What
a shock.
No, but I mean, I lied. I said we were going to do about the metal, the Polish metal band.
Oh, yeah.
And I said we'd get to Anne Jackson, and we didn't. But I guess Belinda's back, and that, you know, she just eats up so much damn time.
Yeah, well, I mean, because there's...
Because you ask so many questions.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, we also, in my defense, we did have a segue about balls and kittens. That was unintended.
Well, I have to say that the chat room is saying, Ann!
All right, let's do it.
All right,
let's do it. Come on, we're all right. We'll do it.
Well, yeah. Who loves you, baby? Yeah. Sure, they're going to drive off the side of the road exhausted.
I'd be remiss if we didn't. Let's go
all right.
forward.
Well, I play the music. How many Mr. Davins?
Mr. Davins.
I'm going three.
Three Mr. Davins for Mr. Curry.
I'm going to say four.
Four. What are they weighing in on there?
Not yet. At least now Lisa says you guys deserve to get home on time. Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
I played the music, stupid. You can't go back.
Nah, we'll go. We'll do it. We'll do it.
We're doing it.
No problem.
You really had to twist our arm.
Yeah, really. It's not like a foot. No, I'll do it.
So how many did you say?
I see. Three, sweetie.
Busters! All right. We're not even going to do
it. Tom says one.
Tom says one.
Because we didn't do any, there was no Mr. Davins the last time.
Right. So we're all being very conservative.
So everybody's been conservative tonight.
All right.
Which is the type of show Joe likes.
Give you that one, too?
Tom says one, Lisa says two, and Crimson Cat says three. We're being conservative.
So Crimson Cat's with me. All right.
So we're going to do a little recapping, and then we'll go to March 19th. Because she wrote to me, I sent money to UK first. Why do you say they are from Africa? The bank's info I gave you is all real. Did you check them? I really do not understand how you investigated. I sent all the report from the official site, but you said they are fake.
Yes.
Because he investigated.
And I say...
And they're fake.
And I say, I told you. The last bank page you gave me was real. And to follow up with them through their official page and not to let any of these people, Brown, Parker, Santos, Jennifer, etc., know about it. Maybe you should listen to my show. We've been discussing this the past 2 weeks. I'm going to go back to the beginning of February and where I'm going back to the beginning of February and working forward. Maybe hearing other people verbalize what I've been telling you will help you understand what we see. It might make you mad. It might make you happy. Hopefully it will help you understand.
You know, it's funny the way you say maybe she'd listen to my show. Can you imagine like one time she goes, I'm going to listen to them and maybe they'll have words of wisdom. This bro's an asshole.
Yeah, well, it's deteriorated.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
I have answered these questions repeatedly in our emails. And then she's talking about the salary. It took 2 years because I asked how'd she get the money to pay for it. Yeah. I want to tell you, I knew this fucking Miller in 2011. My salary is very good from 2010. I go, how were you originally scammed? Then she goes, I did tell you that I lost his phone number. You do not believe in it. UK EFCC David Copper has his phone number. I go, a phone number would certainly be useful. She goes, I will, and this was a good one last week. She goes, I will expose his fucking personality. He got the gold bars in the war zone. He's fucking idiot destroying me. Now I guess he is using idiot Melvin Santos. I disappear now, and I do not contact them. I guess they are doing something. They also want to divert funds. This is why you must expose them. Do it fast. I got the reply from the FBI a couple times. I also called them, and they got reply to me on the phone. I do not think what you said is right. And I respond. I give her a gold. I go, gold bar scam, fake soldier, with a link to a story by ABC News.
Oh, good.
She goes, in 2011, they replied to me. Last year, they also replied to me. Did report Brown Cotton to head office. He is real. Real. I did. Confirm. I go, who'd you confirm with? So now we'll go to March 19th, 2014.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Mr. Davin!
Number one.
I like your personality. Finally. Shut up, you.
You send me going for the gold. Yeah, right.
There's your own little gold bar scam. Yeah. I like your personality and the way to deal with cases, but you do not reply to me. Does Green ask that the first victim, the one who told us this whole story, money, ask that money? You do not reply to me. Number two, I sent all of my mails info from official sites, and I did shut down all of the old mails. This is why I can make sure of them who are real, but you said to me that they are scammers from Africa. I also called FBI head office due to my real scam case. Asking for help. The real scam case. Well, I guess she's talking about the real. I don't know.
What's the real scam case?
I don't know. The FBI man replied to me on the phone saying they would deal with it. And this is why I got that FBI formal mail. And IC3 man, Brown Cotton. You said he's fake. Number three. All the banks are real and you can Google them.
Google this.
Google this, you broad.
broad.
Google this, you fourth member of the Hard Nips. She goes, CID investigation department is also from the mails that I did unrest report. CID forwarded my mail to investigation department. This is why I can make sure 100% that Green and Miller are fucking real. They're from Kansas. I have no idea why you say they are
from
fake.
Kansas.
wait, can I ask a question for Crimson Cat? Why would a woman in Japan call the FBI?
Because she's being scammed. Because she's being scammed by American soldiers.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's why.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody calls the FBI, babe.
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, because it's American soldiers that have scammed her and taken
right,
her money. And,
right. Well, so she thought. Okay. Gotcha.
And there's murders and there's intrigue and espionage and all that good stuff. And they're coming to get. They're coming to come to meet her via North Korea.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that, Joe?
Yeah.
Those fucking mafias.
She go, the puzzle for me is that they did not reply to you. Maybe those anti-scam hunters are fucking idiot, and this is why. Asking money is scam, so international lawyer will ask you to pay before you consult them. This is scam? Please check out the truth. I did pay so much money, but the funds do not come out, and this is why I am very mad at these fucking idiot people. I am sick of them. They are fucking Americans. Number seven. What I see through is that these people want to kill me and divert their funds, which is 800,000 euros, and Hong Kong funds, which is 165,000 US dollars. This is why I can explain to you, shame on American.
And she realizes that she's speaking to you, an American.
I don't know what she realizes.
Oh, God.
I respond. Ruffles paper. In an authoritative way, like Brian Williams used to.
She was there with Brown Cotton. I was there with Brown Cotton.
We were taking fire.
Yeah.
I go, I reply to every one of your emails. It seems to me like you do not read them all as often as you ask me the same questions over and over. I go, I'm waiting to get the transcript of Parker and the victim asking for money. Honestly, the victim is the least of your problems. She is not out to get you. She poses no threat to you. When reporting scams to the FBI, they make you go to their regional bureau. What region did you speak with? Did you have a person's name, number, email address that ends in a .gov? Because this is how it would be for reals. Let's just suppose that there is a Cotton Brown in the FBI. We have no evidence that this is really who you were talking with. His ID could have been stolen like soldiers, Miller, Ramos, etc. They write like Africans. No real FBI person would be dumb enough to write something threatening your life that could be traced back to them. If it was real FBI and they wanted you dead, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
There would be no warnings. Besides, nobody from an official U.S. government agency would ever have you send money to Ghana. Stupid.
You know, I'm stupid, didn't you?
No, but I thought it, and I think it still. I go just.
I still stand my position.
I stand by stupid, as I often do when next to Joe. I go, just because a bank is real does not mean that the person you are talking to represents the bank.
It's so stupidly obvious, but
well, to us.
I know.
Not here.
To us.
I go, have you ever called the bank's official number and spoken with a representative? Not a number somebody that from the internet gives you.
She is dumb as a stump.
She's an expert, Joe. Stop. Where's your respect? This is why you have to stick your balls over kittens. Of course there is a real Green. Of course there is a real Green and Miller. There are also thousands of scammers that pretend to be them. The real Green and Miller have a .mail email address. Why do you insist on believing that people you call criminals and liars are telling you the truth about who they are? Which I think is an excellent point.
Like people telling the truth.
I mean, the truth has not been their strength.
No. Crimson Cat says, AJ's elevator is stuck between floors.
I went off this ride.
I know. I love that phrase.
I tell you all the time why they do not reply. You just don't want to believe it. You need to come to terms with the fact that you've been scammed.
Yeah.
Am I American? Have I been helping you? The one thing I've asked you to do is not disparage my country. Do you have such little regard for me that you can't grant me that one request?
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. And then she sends me this website, www.unfoundation.org, and then it's /contact-us.html. And then the email address is inquiries@un.org. She sends me this. She goes, this is where I sent mail to UN, and this is how I got the contact from that idiot Melvin. You said to me that he is fake. I really doubt so-called anti-scam hunters' ability. You have a lot of doubts, lady. These people use their mails to contact me, but you are asking an idiot question about their official mail address. What is it? The key point, I sent mail to their official site, and finally they've replied to me, but you said they are all fake. So who is real? Who is fake?
I don't know. You just told her.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly, yes.
It's not working.
God, she's so dense. I think it was Crimson Cat said she's as dense as a gold bar.
A cat bringing it tonight.
I know.
The leather thing, not so much, but since then, she's really yeah. She really raised her game.
Stepped up.
Yeah, sure. I go, I sent you a place to report fraud to the United Nations once before. Here it is again. I did contact them and got no response in regards to Melvin Santos. And the website is www.un.org/en/about-UN-fraud-alert. So my thing is .un.org. Hers is unfoundation.org. Do you see the difference?
Yeah. .org. It's always with the .org. It wouldn't be.
No, they're both .orgs. But the one that where she's sending stuff to is unfoundation.org.
Yeah. So
I went to the official site, which is just un.org. Got it?
No, I understand. Yeah.
Good. Maybe you can explain to stupid over there. Not you.
Oh, thank you. I was like, what? What did I do?
No, plenty, but it wasn't talking about it. This is the United Nations homepage. And then I give her the website, the UN.org. I go, the site you sent me is something called United Nations Foundation. Who knows what that is? If you look on the page you sent, it's all about making donations. Once again, receiving money. Either way, it is not the official United Nations webpage. I've had enough of your name calling of me and my country. Joe would not stand for this.
No.
I've had enough of you saying, I foolish you, and you ask, quote, idiot questions. Remember, one of us is out of a lot of money to people that they've met online. I'm pretty much taking my dick and slapping it in her face.
I've had enough of you saying, I foolish you. Like, you're just talking the way she goes.
It's like, basically, who's the idiot here?
That's pretty much what I've done. Unhand my balls, you kittens. I need my cock to bitch slap this wench.
That's like when we were talking about being lost, and you call the place, and they got an attitude. It's like, but they're there.
I go, we both know which one of us that is. I go, we're done, Anne. If you can't treat me with respect, well, if you can't treat me with the respect I've treated you with and apologize, maybe I will. If you can treat me with the respect I've treated you with and apologize, maybe I'll reconsider. For now, it is goodbye. It is a charity created by Ted Turner, not the United Nations. Your fact-checking and research methods are subpar at best.
Oh, good.
It seems like the only one's abilities you don't doubt is your own. That seems to be the source of all your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent her a UN.org news press release, and I said, goodbye, Anne. Kids?
Only one Mr. Diamond.
That's Joe's takeaway. A word that we can't use anymore.
Tom got called it. He's back on his game.
He is back on his game. Quick! Some gay name that orgasm.
Hold on. I just have to have some in my pocket.
So I've washed my hands.
Well, yeah. You know what? I knew this day would come.
Did you?
Yeah, when you'd eventually say, okay, you are too stupid to be breathing. I am done here.
Too stupid to be breathing. You'll be back speaking with her again, but I
you think the only one I don't have patience with is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still back talking to you.
Yeah, you'll be back speaking
with
her.
I'm an asshole.
but here's the key thing. I want to hear her answers.
Yeah.
I want to hear her answers. I mean, once again, you've been forthright, and you showed her that what you're doing, you're not talking to the right people. You're talking to scammers again. This is what you're talking. You pointed out facts to her obnoxious thing. And you went back, no, this, and this.
Is this the first time I pretty much called her an idiot?
No.
No, where I pretty much...
Where you spelled it out? Yeah.
Where I called her an idiot? Yes. It's like, you're the one with the fact-checking problem. You're the one that got scammed, lady.
Well, that's the thing, where she's sitting on her high horse. I fact-checked. Where are you guys? Really? Did you? This is what you found. This is horse shit. This is the true one. Really? Yeah. You know, and you kind of called her out.
It's very funny that the chat is going crazy. they just think she's such an idiot. Tom says, she needs to be bitch-slapped with a brick. Fortunately...
They were using my cock, Tom. Why a brick?
Fortunately, I have a friend in Japan that can oblige.
But are they going via North Korea, Tom?
Maybe.
But here's the deal. Last week, I was back to the contention that she might be in cahoots with the scammers. But now I'm back to the contention that she's just so ass-backwards delusional that she doesn't have any clue. What she's into.
Hey, I'm afraid I'm back there, too. I think that she's not in cahoots with any scammers. She's just really stupid. As Crimson Cat said, jellyfish are smarter than AJ.
I don't think it's a case of being...
We've done a case study.
Yes.
I don't think it's being...
Put electrodes on both of them. The jellyfish squirmed away because it knew better.
I don't think it's being stupid as much as delusional. I mean, the young lady, the lady that you interviewed when we had those segments, I mean...
Tracy?
She wasn't stupid, but she was delusional. You know,
buying into it?
Buying into it. Yeah. I mean, she was an extreme... You could tell by her demeanor and reading the backstory. She was an extremely intelligent person. But sometimes when you get emotionally involved with something, you don't want to let go. You don't want to admit it.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled being compared to Ann Jackson.
The difference is...
Favorably.
Tracy made the breakthrough. So I'm not, Tracy made the break, so she's not stupid. She made the break. She made a mistake.
Yeah.
She's a human being. She made a mistake. She's making amends to making the mistake straight. She's educating legitimately other people on what happened, okay? Anne is just delusional and obnoxious, and this is my guesstimation, the third occasion or the fourth occasion that she has been pointed out that they're not incompetent.
I think it's probably more than that, Joe.
I'm being kind of generous. Say fourth, maybe five or six times, but she is. You've explained to her that it's not. Here's the legitimate pages or the web addresses. None of this is legit, and you've explained this the past months. She's delusional.
Well, the other problem with Anne is that not only did she make the mistake, as many have. Of being scammed in the first place, she has compounded the problem in so many different ways.
Well, it's a reload scam.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, it's pretty business as usual for scammers.
But I mean, she's compounded it in several ways in that she took another person and got her involved in the scam.
Right. But, a lot of times these scammers, they turn people into mules.
Yeah.
Usually that person knows. Kind of what they're like, well, fuck it, maybe I can get some money back.
But
I don't think Anne knows she's a mule.
No, I don't think that she does.
She's a jackass,
though. Yeah, but she's more... I mean, Tracy figured out what was going on. After a while, she went, oh, the red flag, you know, the red light went on. She went, oh, shit.
The fog
you
lifted.
Know? Yeah, yeah. And then she went, oh, there's irrefutable proof to me that this isn't real shit.
But you can't reach every victim. I mean, I deal with this all the time with victims. Yeah. That's why I say you can't reach anybody. Help everybody. Help the ones. You plant the seeds of doubt, and you hope that it flourishes. Mm-hmm. That's all you can really do. Now, with Ann Jackson, if she was somewhat rational, I have given her enough seeds of that. Fuck, I've given
seeds are like Johnny Appleseed with her. You shitting me?
Well, that would fertilize it. Yeah, I mean,
And, you know, Cece is saying what we've said before is that Anne doesn't want to hear the truth. She's still saving face because she's Asian.
That could be a thing in there, but
yeah, we've brought that up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let her foolish me anymore.
No.
But here's the thing.
You fucking mafia American.
But here's the thing. Even though she's saving face because she's Asian, there has to be a real...
It's a flatter face to save. Ugh. Well, we didn't offend them yet.
How is the barrel tonight?
Doesn't matter to me. Show. We didn't offend... with the amount of people we offended in the first part of the show?
Oh, I know.
The Asians got off easy.
They did.
And I didn't say anything bad to the face. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But anyway, she's trying to save face. But how far do you go? How far do you take it to save face?
I think we're finding out. You hand them shitloads of money. That's what you do to save face. You keep on living the dream.
Tom says she wouldn't know the truth if it put cat ears on her and teabagged her.
All these horrible images. I have to go to bed soon.
I have to go home to my cats and face them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're sleeping on the bed. No. Why is mommy squatting over us?
I don't have balls to dip in there.
No, but you got a clit ring, so that'll be fun.
You have a clit ring?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like a Joe. Like we were about to play show and tell to close the show.
No. That's taking the most sensitive part of your body and like shove metal rod through it.
Why? You shove a cock right underneath it. That's pretty sensitive there. It's pretty hard if it's done right. It's not like that area is opposed to being things being shoved in it. Go another inch, things will be attempted to be shoved too.
I'm sorry,
Mr. If you're a female, things you're going to be shoved into. That's what you do. You get shoved into.
Mr. Helix doesn't have a needle pointed on the end of it.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad.
Kudos to me.
Good for Girthy Helix over there. Veiny, girthy, pudgy, succulent cock of Mr. Helix.
Succulent. Well, I like that
that's
one.
That's probably juicy. Yep. But no, we should leave.
Okay.
Yeah, on that note.
We should thank some people.
The area has been opposed.
And now we should talk to better sponsors.
I think we've done enough damage on this show.
Oh, God.
We made Mr. Helix look like a champ, though, didn't we?
He's happy.
Oh, sure. Let's thank some people that allow this to go on into your ear holes.
Crazy.
Family Martial Arts. God bless you, Sensei Fadiko. Yes. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or, of course, check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Let's see. I have to click on this thing. Okay. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show,
which is February 27th. Friday coming up, starring Doug Karff. Going to be a good show. He's on Howard Stern Radio. It's going to be a good show. Doug's got a lot of energy. You're going to enjoy him. Seats are limited. Tickets are limited, so make sure you reserve.
Seats are plentiful.
What?
I'm kidding.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious order bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. Mm. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again, unless it's a frozen Goldberg's bagel. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's
Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is...
Where the hell's my sheet of paper?
It's really good. That's what it is.
Oh, that's where it is. It's
great. Mr. Davin, you got the wrong one, stupid!
She's like, at least I can do a read. It's great for where you want to eat out or order in. And I was doing it so well, too. Or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time, unlike my reads. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you're a veteran or a fan of this lovely program, you get 10% off. Side-Spreading Productions. If you need a comedian, murder mystery, DJ, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, we got you covered. We'll hook you up. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. And, of course, sidesplittingproductions.com. Joe, where are you
going to
be this week?
All right. On Friday, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's down in Point Pleasant. Going to be a 9:30 show. 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for information and reservations. Also, me and my pal Davin, we will be doing a benefit show for the Ocean City Sheriff's PBA down in Bayville, New Jersey, 645 Route 9 in Bayville, New Jersey. Our friend Joe Bronzy will be in the show as well. Show starts at doors open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 8 p.m., so come on out for a good cause.
I'm sure the PBA will love my cop jokes.
Yes.
Sure, sure that'll go over well, but I shan't back off. Pip, you got something? You look like you want to say something.
Nope.
Okay, good. So, yes, Joe mentioned we're going to be there on Saturday. Also, Friday, I'm going to, on February 20th, I'll be in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquets. So it's going to be a good time. Come and see me doing comedy, two gigs in Jersey this week. I'm going to be with some other great comics. Check for ticks, call 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, extension 2. I think we've done all that we can do here legally.
Yes.
And some that we might have crossed the line.
I think we might have traumatized some people along the way. Yes. But it has certainly been a pleasure to hang out with all of you.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
But they usually do when they hate us. Yeah. Either way,
Please
keep on listening.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
No, it's see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Yes.